this is a piece that we've borrowed from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And it is a skirt and shirt ensemble. The skirt is embroidered. It's an embroidered image of the Mona Lisa, of course, one of the more iconic paintings in kind of Western art historical canon. What's wonderful about it is, one, that she's embroidered and interpreted by very high-level craftspeople in India who probably have never even seen an image of the Mona Lisa before this. Why would they have? There's just these very slight differences. If you look closely, the embroidery is just mind-blowing. It's hard to believe that it's not painted. You know, this is why we sometimes call embroidery painting with thread. But then I think she's just got this very weird quality to her too, you know, this otherworldly quality. And then as you move around, you're looking carefully at her, you walk around to the back of the garment and you see a very different image, one that's not recognizable to us at all. And that's because it is a reproduction, again, in beads and sequins and some thread of a painting that Todd found at a flea market and which still hangs in his apartment. So a completely unknown artist, but something that he really treasures for many reasons. He still lives with it every day and enjoys it. And so she is paired with the Mona Lisa, another portrait of a woman. So I love the humor and the whimsy, but paired with just the most meticulous craftsmanship that one could have in both cases. So one is embroidered just with really wonderful silk threads, and then the other has sequins and beads and is completely reflective and glamorous and wonderful in a very mysterious way, as the Mona Lisa is mysterious.